it's me. And I'm going to do something I swore I'd never do. I'm going to play a little bit of drums for you. I'm terrified because this is the most I've ever done, but I want to make a point. And so I'm gonna do that, okay? So let me tell you, I started playing drums when I was in, less than a year ago. And I was in marching band when I was in high school. I was a rifle. I was in the color guard, so I used to spin a rifle and catch it. And I always loved the drums. I always wanted to play, but it was sort of like a dude thing, and I just never did. And then my cousin is a professional drummer, and we were at his birthday party, and I said, hey, you should teach me to play. And so we started taking lessons, and I didn't practice regularly. I'm going to tell you that right now, but this will speak to a point to you, because the more you practice, the better you're going to get. So one of the things that was really hard with drumming, and this is going to relate to copy in a minute, I promise. One of the things is called independence. So each arm and each leg work separately at different times, and it's crazy. And so I thought, I'm never going to be able to do this because there's so much going on. And it literally took me weeks just to get this part that I'm in. So if we started out like this. Drumming is in four counts usually. At least the songs I like are, which are rock. So this is what we did for our drum lessons for the longest time. And then he started having me do this 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's like, this is going to be an 8 count. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2, and 3. I thought it would be forever before I could do this. And now I kind of do it without as much effort. I mean, I'm talking to you while I'm doing it, right? Before, it took every ounce of focus to do this. And again, you know, I'm not great, but I'm doing it. All right, that's enough drumming for you. Here's the point. Here's what has to do with copywriting. Like I said, I've been doing this for about a year. I'm not even decent, but I have a good time. And if I practiced more, I would be better. So it's the same with your marketing, with copy. Do stuff that the masters have been telling you to do. I'm going to tell you to do this too. I want you to find good emails, good copy, and write them out by hand. Write them out so you can start to see this pattern that emerges. And trust me, there is a pattern. And so you'll start finding your own voice instead of relying on other people's voices. But that's the way you do it. It's like the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. It's the same with copy. There really is no shortcut. I'm so sorry to tell you that. But once you get it, it's going to start to flow, and you'll be doing it effortlessly without really thinking about it much. And I just wrote, this is Gary Halbert's keyboard. Say hi to Gary's keyboard. This has produced some of the most amazing works ever. I feel honored to own it. Take a page out of what Gary is one of the people who I first heard recommend copying things out by hand. And that's what it's going to take. Practice, practice, practice. So just set aside some time. And it doesn't have to be a 20-page sales letter. Do some emails. That'll help you just as well. Or do some landing pages. Do bullets. Just do it. Thanks a lot.